ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فما زلنا في درس الفقه في الحديث عن أحكام صلاة الجماعة وأحكام الإمام والمأمومين وقد وصلنا إلى الحديث عن صلاة المأمومين ردي خلف الصف أو صلاة المنفرد خلف الصف. وخلاصة هذه المسألة قبل أن ندخل في الحديث عن تفصيل أحكامها، خلاصة هذه المسألة أن صلاة المنفرد خلف الصف تنقسم إلى صلاة المنفرد جزءا من الركعة خلف الصف، ثم دخوله في الصف وإتمامه الركعة في الصف، فهذا صلاته صحيحة لا حرج عليه.
Tonight, inshallah, we're going to continue talking about the prayer of a person who prays single
خلف الصف
in
single row alone in the صلاته row مع الجماعة وهو واقف في الصف، فهذا لا حرج عليه وصلاته الصحيحة باتفاق العلماء.
All the scholars in majority they unanimously agreed upon the correctness of the prayer of this person when he joins the prayer alone and then when a row comes and they form some people come and they form a row. This person who prayed alone in the beginning and then later on he became a leader. He did not intend to be a leader or an imam. But what happened is that he entered the mosque, he found nobody, he prayed, and then the people entered the mosque after him. They found him praying, so they joined him in the prayer and they formed a congregational prayer, the prayer of that person. And all these people, according to the older scholars, is correct.
وأما إذا كان معذورا لأنه جاء ووجد الصف مكتملا، وجد الصف يعني الذي أمامه مكتملا ولم يجد مكانا ليقف فيه في الصف، فصلى منفردا للعذر لأنه لم يجد مكانا.
Very important issues about the person who prays alone away from the rows of the prayer, away from the rows. This person, his prayer is incorrect. His prayer is not correct unless he has an excuse. If he doesn't have an excuse and the people are all in rows and there is a space for him in these rows, there is a space for him in these rows, his prayer is not correct.
فهذا إذا كان قد تعمد ذلك ووجد مكانا
قليلا في الصف وتعمد ذلك ووجد مكانا قليلا في الصف فصل له مطلع عليه there were a lot of rows or a row or one or two or whatever and these rows there was a space behind the imam and he prayed yet alone in that case his prayer is not correct unless there is no space for him if there is no space anywhere for him and he prayed alone in that case his prayer is correct.
المؤلف رحمه الله تفصيل الكلام على هذه المسألة، قال: من كبر للصلاة خلف الصف ثم دخله وأدرك فيه الركوع مع الإمام صحت صلاته. من كبر للصلاة خلف الصف ثم دخله، يعني كبر للصلاة خلف الصف ثم دخل الصف وأدرك فيه الركوع مع الإمام صحت صلاته.
Here the author gives a detail saying that if you catch the imam before he do the ruku' for one raka'ah, then your prayer is correct. And he wrote a hadith here saying that Abu Bakr, one of the companions,
ذكر ذلك
found the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and then he wanted to join the prayer. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did the ruku' or did the bow down and then he couldn't catch him. So when he came back, he asked the Prophet when he finished the prayer, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, may Allah make you more meticulous about your religion, but do not repeat that again.
فيها تفصيل قصته أنه يعني فعل عدة أشياء. أولا جاء متأخرا
أبو بكر
بعدما دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started the prayer
he came late والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was already doing the ركوع or the bowing down so he came to the mosque fast in fast steps and he entered the mosque fast and he kept on running and jogging until he just stepped into the prayer and bowed down all the way fearing that or worrying that he would miss the prayer.
فلما انتهت الصلاة قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زادك الله حرصا ولا تعود.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told أبو بكر may Allah make you more meticulous about your religion but do not repeat that again.
في المقصود بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تعود لا تعود يعني لا تعود إلى ماذا.
Here the scholar said that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not repeat that again. Some of the scholars referred to saying don't repeat that again by saying that don't repeat that again means do not repeat coming late. And some other scholars said don't repeat that again means do not enter the prayer or join the prayer in such an action when it is late and it's over. Do not enter do not enter the row of the prayer while doing the bow down because actually this is something that he has done also. This is something wrong that he also did. What did he do? He entered the row of the prayer while he was already bowing. He entered the mosque fast, he jogged into the prayer, he entered the prayer, he entered the row. All this since he was jogging, he was bowing and he was bowing down and he wanted to enter the prayer while being bowing so that he wouldn't miss the prayer. So that was wrong. So the scholars divided into two parties in this action. One of them said that when the Prophet told him do not repeat that again, he told him do not repeat that again, meaning do not come late again. And other party said that do not come late, don't repeat that again means do not enter the row of the prayer and enter the prayer while you are already doing that bowing because this is wrong.
تمشون ولا تأتوها وأنتم تسعون. فإذا القول الثالث هو لا تعود إلى الإسراع في المشي وأنت داخل إلى الصلاة. هذا له يعني ما يؤيده. طيب القول الثاني هو لا تعود إلى دخولك في الصف وأنت راكع. هذا يعني قول ضعيف الحقيقة لأنه مخالف لأحاديث صحيحة تدل على جواز أن يركع الإنسان ثم يمشي وهو راكع حتى يدخل في الصف. هناك حديث صحيحة تدل على
authentic حديث أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه evidences that it is allowed, it is permissible that a person can walk while being bowing down. You can bow down and then walk and then enter the prayer. So the right opinion is to say that the Prophet when he told him do not repeat that again, he meant do not come late again. The authentic hadith that mentions that it is allowed to walk while doing the bowing down, our first one is narrated by Abdullah ibn Zubayr, where he said that when he was in the bulk, he was in the member or the bulk, and he was the caliph of the Muslims in that time.
If one of you entered the mosque
and the people are bound down, he would bow as soon as he enters. And he should keep on being bound down until he enters the row. Or until he joins the row. Let me try to explain that again. What he was saying is that if you enter the mosque, and he found the people in the prayer and they were already bowed down and went for ruku'a. So you also perform ruku'a and walk while being in that action until you reach the row and join the prayer. Because this is sunnah according to Abdullah ibn Zubayr and according to what he said. And this is hadith that has been said to be authentic by Sheikh
al-Albani. هذا الأمر ثبت بأسانيد صحيحة من فعل أبي بكر رضي الله عنه من فعل عبد الله بن مسعود وزيد بن ثابت وعبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنه جميعا وأخذ به الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله. أولا ابن الزبير قال إيه فإن ذلك السنة نسب هذا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم إن وجاء بأسانيد صحيحة صححها
companions say that this is the sunnah. He is credible. He said that this is the sunnah.
زيد بن ثابت وعبد الله بن الزبير
رضي الله عنهم جميعا. عبد الله بن مسعود
ركوع تدبر ركعا دون الصف ثم مشى وهو ركع حتى دخل
المسجد.
إذن فعل أبي بكر الثقفي رضي الله عنه
as soon as you enter the door from the door of the lobby of the mosque and you found that people are bound down or down in ركوع, you should do the ركوع and then walk until you join the row or join the prayer and stand steady on the row.
يعني لا تعد إلى الاسراع في المشي الى الصلاه لان النبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم told him to repeat that again. He did not mean to not repeat bowing down until you join the row. No, he meant to not repeat coming back late, coming to the prayer late.
شيئا وهو ركع حتى دخل الصف هذا هو معذور فيه ان شاء الله, لا حرج على من فعل ذلك وصلاته صحيحه. طبعا رواية الحديث الرواية الوحيدة يعني الصحيحة للحديث زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد. بعض الناس يعني يصحف, بعض الناس صحف الرواية يعني أخطأ في ضبطها وتشكيلها وقرأها إيه ولا تعد, يعني لا تعد الركعة. لكن هذه هذا ليس رواية الحديث الصحيحة زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد.
The way the word تعد pronounced saying ولا تعد, there is a difference between تعد and تعد.
قال وأما من صلى منفردا عن
الصف and لا تعد means do not repeat the rak'ahs or do not complete the rak'ahs that you missed.
صلى منفردا
not correct. The correct thing is to say لا تعد, which means do not do that again. Do not come back to the don't come to the prayer late again.
ولا تعد يحتمل الله أن يمكن. يعني على كل حال الرواية صحيحة ولا تعد, هذه الرواية صحيحة. يحتمل أن بعض الناس إذا صحتها ولا تعد يعني.
Brother say, I have heard some narrations that say, ولا تعدوا.
ولا عز نهي يعني نهي عن العدو يعني.
Do not run.
نعم إذا كانت
نهي. Sheikh says, maybe there are some narrations that say, ولا تعدوا. And all these words are very much close to each other in Arabic. ولا تعدوا. ولا تعدوا. These are all words very much close.
طيب نرجع مرة أخرى. قل وأما من صلى منفردا عن الصف فإن الجمهور يرى صحته صلاته مع الكراهية. إن إنسانا دخل وجد متسعا في الصف ومع ذلك تعمد أن يصلي منفردا عن الصف دخل صلاة الجماعة
وفي الصف كان متسع ليقف فيه ومع ذلك تعمد أن يصلي منفردا عن الصف.
فإن الجمهور يرى صحة صلاته مع الكراهية
ولا تعدوا
صلاة صحيحة ولكن مع
الكراهية
هو المتروك كما تعلمون والذي يعني نهى عنه الشرع لا على وجه الحكم والإلزام أو يعني التعريف المشهور أنه إيه ما يساب تاركه ولا يعاقب فاعله. طيب وقال الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله وإسحاق بن راهوي وحماد وابن أبي ليلى ووكيع والحسن بن صالح وإبراهيم النخعي وابن المنذر كل هؤلاء الأئمة قالوا من صلى ركعة كاملة خلف الصف بطلت صلاته. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله
الإمام أحمد رحمه الله
قالوا من صلى ركعة كاملة خلف الصف بطلت
صلاته. بهذا العلماء اللون
أبو حنيفة ومالك والشافعي قالوا لو تعمد إنسان أن يصلي منفردا خلف الصف
but this is in condition that it should be on purpose. He's doing that deliberately. What is he doing? He's praying alone in one complete row alone. He's forming one row by himself. He's separated from all the rows and he's forming one row by himself and he's praying alone deliberately on purpose. This is wrong. His prayer is incorrect. If he prayed one complete rak'ah on that form or in that manner, his prayer is incorrect according to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal.
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رادفة ابن معبد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يصلي خلف الصف وحده فأمره أن يعيد الصلاة. رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي. رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا يصلي خلف الصف وحده فأمره أن يعيد الصلاة.
Wabash relates or narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw a man praying behind the rows by himself alone and the Prophet ordered him to repeat the prayer. This is narrated by the five.
قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رجل صلى خلف الصف وحده فقال يعيد الصلاة.
And also Shayban narrates that the Prophet ﷺ saw a man praying behind the row, and he waited for him, and when he finished, he told him, go forward and join the row, for the prayer of a person standing alone behind the row is not valid.
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يصلي خلف الصف
فوقف حتى صرف الرجل يعني حتى فرغ الرجل من صلاته فقال له صلى الله عليه وسلم
فلا صلاة لمفرد خلف الصف.
No prayer for a single person behind all the rows. His prayer is not correct. If you've seen the rows and you've seen gaps in these rows, and there are some spaces that you can put yourself in, and deliberately you stand behind all the rows and leave all these spaces, the prayer cannot be correct.
استقبل صلاتك يعني أعد صلاتك فإنه لا صلاة لمنفرد خلف الصف. والحديث الآخر حديث وابصة أن رجلا صلى خلف الصف.
So one good rule to remember: if you enter the mosque and you saw that all the rows are standing and some gaps in these rows, you have to fill in these gaps. We have to stand somewhere where there was a gap. Otherwise, do not deliberately. If there was any gap, then you have an excuse. You can stand alone behind the rows. But if there was a gap and you deliberately saw that gap, and you deliberately stood just behind all the rows alone, and you started joining the prayer, that makes the prayer incorrect. Here there's something I want to mention, that the majority of the scholars did stick to the hadith of Abu Bakr that we have just mentioned, which Abu Bakr said that he performed part of the prayer behind the row, and that the Prophet ﷺ did not order him to repeat the prayer.
And here
some of the scholars said once the Prophet ﷺ did not order Abu Bakr to repeat the prayer, so that may be something recommended but not compulsory. But then Sheikh says that he did not complete one full rak'ah. This is why the Prophet ﷺ did not order him to repeat the prayer. Because the criteria here that we should pay attention to is completing one rak'ah. If you complete one rak'ah away from the rows, means that your prayer is not correct. But Abu Bakr could not complete one full rak'ah because he could not even catch the last rak'ah.
السابقة صحيحة مع الفراغ، لكن طبعا كما ذكرنا الأصل يعني أن الأمر بإعادة الصلاة معناها أن الصلاة السابقة لم تصح. طيب قال الكمال بن الهمام، هذا من فقهاء الأحناف.
الكمال بن الهمام said that our scholars are of the opinion that the hadith of Wabash refers to what is preferred, while the hadith of Ali ibn Shayban underlines failure to practice what is the best, and as such they are in harmony with the hadith of Abu Bakr. It is clear then that it is not necessary to repeat the prayer because such an act was not always ordered. He builds on the second hadith that we have just mentioned about Abu Bakr, because Abu Bakr, the Prophet ﷺ did not order him to repeat the prayer. So he is building over the fact that once the Prophet ﷺ did not order that man to repeat the prayer, and he ordered some others to repeat the prayer. So once they are not the same case or same treatment, so it gives us an indication that probably this is a question of diversity, but it's not a question of a must. It is not necessary. It could be recommended to repeat the prayer, but
في حق الرجال والنساء، إنه في حق الرجال والنساء أيضا المرأة لا تصلي منفردة خلف صفوف.
And also that applies to women, according to Sheikh Islam Ahmad Ibn Taymiyyah. He said that that also applies to women. Women also should not pray in singles, like when the rows are all complete and there is a gap, and a woman came in and she found that gap and deliberately prayed also alone away from the rows, her prayer is incorrect. So the same rule applies to women.
كما جاء في بعض الأسئلة أحيانا أن بعض النساء يصلين متفرقات كل امرأة مع
طفلها وأطفالها. Coming in questions to him that some women in some mosques they pray each one alone away from the row, which is not correct at all.
قال إيه لا يجوز للمرأة أن تصلي أيضا منفردة خلف صفوف النساء. إذا كان تصلي مع النساء في صلاة جماعة عليها أيضا أن تقف في صف النساء. لكن طبعا لو كانت امرأة واحدة صلي خلف صفوف الرجال هنا طبعا تكون معذورة. لا
if there is only one woman, only one woman, and this woman is praying behind men, the imam is a man, and there are some men be praying behind that imam, and then there is only one woman, and she's praying behind all the rows of the men, and she's praying alone, then she is excused.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى بن جماعة صلى الله عليه وسلم جماعة with Anas ibn Malik and and Anas ibn Malik said that I stood on a row with the orphan behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I don't know who is he referring to, but anyways the old woman, by saying the old woman, he refers to Umm Sulaym, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a woman, and she stood behind all of them alone because there wasn't any other woman to share her the role.
من دخل ووجد الصف مكتملا ولم يجد مكانا في الصف.
Okay, what about if someone comes to the row and does not find sufficient space or a gap to stand in the row? In that case, according to some scholars, he should stand by himself, and it is disliked that he should pull anyone back from the row, because that happens to someone sometimes. And I have seen myself, and maybe you saw it probably, that the row is complete, and some man comes and he didn't find sufficient space for himself to put himself into the row, he pulls somebody back and he stands with him. This is not correct. And according to the scholars, this is disliked.
ولا فرجة فقيل يقف منفردا ويكره له جذب أحد.
He can stand alone in that case because in this case he is excused, but he should not pull back anybody to make a stand with him. And that happens everywhere. I've seen it many places, and that even happened to me. So it happens. You stand in a row and then you find someone pulling you back because you didn't find someone to pray with him in a row.
هو يؤخره وكذلك فيه إحداث فرجة في الصف.
She says why is this like because it can make the row that you put that person back from in a mess, that can cause a mess in the row that you put that person back from. Another thing is that row is complete. Do not mess around with that row, leave it alone. If a row is complete, leave it alone, and there will be somebody else who comes, inshallah, and believes in you, maybe.
بعد أن يكبر تكبيرة الإحرام ويستحب للمجذوب موافقته. قول الثاني قالوا إيه يجذب واحدا من الصف الذي أمامه.
Okay, the first opinion. There is another opinion by some other scholars who said that he should pull one. There's another opinion here, and because there is no clear cut rule here, so some people say something and others say different thing, and depends on how you think about it. But the other scholars, or the other party of scholars, said that he can pull one person who is aware of the ruling back from the row after they have performed the opening takbir, and it is preferred for the one who is pulled to join him. So if you are the one who is being pulled back, obey him and join him according to the opinion of these scholars or other party of scholars.
يحدث يعني شوشرة في تشويشا في الصلاة، فهذا أيضا ليس بصحيح. هناك يعني أيضا رأي رابع من الذي يدخل يظل وحده ولا يصلي.
There is another opinion, but it's not very correct, that when you enter and you found everybody standing in a row and you're alone, that you don't have a row, and there is no gap and there is no space, the opinion says do not pray, but this is a very weak opinion. Sheikh says do not take it. But Sheikh leans towards the opinion that says do not pull back anyone, just stand alone by yourself alone, and wait, maybe somebody else is going to come and join you in a row, but go ahead and open your prayer by doing the opening takbir and join the prayer, and probably someone else is going to come and join you, but you better off not pull back anybody from the row ahead of you, because you can make or can cause that row to become a mess.
ولا صلاة المنفرد من خلف الصف ولا حديث ايه ليس حديثا هو يعني هذا ايه قلنا انه اصح الاقوال يعني او ارجح الاقوال في المسألة لكن ليس هناك يعني في حديث بخصوصه مسألة من يصلي وحده ليس هناك يعني حديث بخصوصه.
The brother is asking if there is any hadith that gives a clear-cut rule about the case or the question of a person standing alone behind the row. Sheikh says that there is no hadith about this. This is why you find opinions. And when there is no hadith, you find opinions and you find people saying different things. But if there is a clear-cut rule and there is a clear-cut hadith that said do or do not, in that case people would not have such a controversy among themselves.
قوله تعالى ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج وكذلك النهي عن الحديث في النهي عن إحداث فرجة في الصف وكذا فهذه النصوص استدل بها على أنه معذور ويصلي وحده. فبعد ذلك قال المؤلف رحمه الله تسوية الصفوف وسد الفرج.
Okay, now we come to a new issue about straightening the rows and filling the gaps. Straightening the rows and filling the gaps. Okay. It is preferred for the imam to order the followers to straighten the rows and fill in any gaps before he starts the prayer. So let's repeat that rule. It is preferred for the imam to order the followers to straighten the rows and fill in any gaps before he starts the prayer. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. He used one of his guidance things is that he used to order the people when they pray behind them before they enter into the prayer, or before they join the prayer, to straighten the rows and fill in any gaps.
قال فعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Anas narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would turn his face to us before he began the prayer, and he would say be close together and straighten your rows. Be close together and straighten your rows. This is what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. He used to face them, turn his face into them, and talk to them. What would he say? What did he used to say? He used to say تَرَاصُوا وَاعْتَدِلُوا تَرَاصُوا وَاعْتَدِلُوا, which means in English, straighten your rows and fill in your gaps. Be close together and straighten your rows. Be close together and straighten your rows. And it was also narrated by Anas ibn Malik that the Prophet said, make your rows straight, for the straightening of the rows is part of the completion of the prayer. Straightening the rows makes the prayer complete. It is part of the completion of the prayer. It is a part of the perfection of the prayer. If you want your prayer to be perfect, if you want your prayer to be complete, you got to straighten your rows. And Uthman ibn Bashir, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he and his father, he said that the Prophet straightened us in our rows as one straightens an arrow until he saw that we had learned from him. One day he saw a person with his chest sticking out, and he said, you had better straighten your rows, or Allah will cause differences among you. Again, the hadith is, again, and this is very important hadith, the Prophet would straighten us in our rows as one straightens an arrow until he saw that we had learned from him. One day he saw a person with his chest sticking out and he said, you had better straighten your rows or Allah will cause differences among you. This is what the Prophet ﷺ told them when he saw a person sticking his chest out of the row. He said, you had better straighten your rows or Allah will cause differences among you.
أقبل ذات يوم بوجهه يعني كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عادة دائما يسوي الصفوف كما
يعني يصوم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to straighten the rows by himself until one day he thought that they learned this rule. So he was coming and he turned his face to them, and one man, his chest was a little bit prominent from the row. His chest was very much appearing out of the row. He got his chest sticking out of the row. So the Prophet told them, which means that you better straighten your rows, you have better straightened your rows, or Allah will cause differences among you. Look at how important the straightened rows. Look how important straightening the rows is. The Prophet said to them, you had better straighten your rows, or Allah will cause differences among you. That has been narrated by the five and the Tirmidhi. Imam Ahmad and the five owners of the Sunan and the Tirmidhi, and this is an authentic
hadith.
And there is a great benefit in that hadith, which is that the interior and the exterior has to be very much in harmony together. Interior and exterior have to be very much harmony together. Even if the man did not feel that kind of harmony, even if he did not feel that kind of harmony yet, is very important. What does that mean? That your exterior have to reflect your interior, and your interior has to be clean. So if your interior is an interior of a mu'min, your exterior has to show that. So the Prophet was very much meticulous about the fact that the robe has to be straightened up, and that man has to get his chest into his inside so that it wouldn't be prominent out of the robe. But in that case, there won't be any differences between them or among them. Difference is something interior, and the way that man looks is something exterior. But that is a very, very good lesson that we can learn, and a very good indication that the interior has to be attached or in harmony with the exterior, which means that the exterior has to reflect the interior. Sheikh says that he, by his experience, he has seen people that do not straighten their rows, and always their masks have had problems among the people. So really, 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 that happens. And once the Prophet ﷺ said it, what else do you want? The Prophet ﷺ himself said it, and whatever the Prophet ﷺ says is bait, that is something out of question. So when he says that you have to straighten up your rows, or otherwise Allah SWT will make differences among your hearts, that is true.
فإن يعني عاقبة ذلك الحميدة أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يلقي بينهم الألفة والتعاون.
And when otherwise happens, when they straighten up the roads, Allah سبحانه وتعالى throws the tranquility into their hearts and make them come together and make them united.
جاء في رواية أبي داود وهي رواية صحيحة فيها زيادة صحيحة في هذا الحديث. يقول النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما فرأيت الرجل لما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تسوون
in another narration النعمان بن بشير says that I have seen that man when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that which man do you mean here the man that was putting his chest a little bit out of the row
فرأيت الرجل يلزق منكبه بمنكب صاحبه
said that I have seen that man sticking his shoulder to the shoulder of the one beside him and his heel to the heel of the one beside him. he was very much meticulous to straighten the road, that man, when the Prophet ﷺ ordered
him.
And when he said that, Nu'man ibn Bashir said that I saw every man very much careful to stick his shoulder to the shoulder of the one beside him, and his knee to the knee of the one beside him, and his heel or his ankle to the ankle of the one beside him.
طيب هنا قد يتساءل الإنسان كيف يلزق الإنسان ركبته بركبة صاحبه.
Here maybe someone will come up with a question. How can you stick your knee to the knee of the one beside you?
هي ملاصقة لركبة صاحبك. الجواب على هذا أن إلصاق الركبة بالركبة يكون عند السجود والقعود.
Sheikh says that that happens only in the sittings and in the prostrations.
وقت القيام.
In the sittings and the prostrations, while you are standing, your knee cannot be stuck to the knee of the person beside you. But a very good indication for a row which is very well straightened up is that when the people go down for prostration or for sittings, their knees would be sticking to each other. And when the roads are very much well straightened up, you wouldn't find gaps between the people.
ولكن ايضا كما مر بنا من قبل يعني تطبيق هذه السنة ايضا لا يجوز ان يكون فيه ايذاء لمن بجوار.
And also that we have mentioned that before, that applying or implementing such a kind of sunnah does not include any kind of harm to your brother. If you notice that by doing this you're going to harm your brother, you better off keep yourself a little bit away from him. Do not get stuck to your brother to an extent that makes him hurt him. Do not stick yourself to the extent that you hurt him. You find some people, like Sheikh says, very funny. What do? They stick their foot in a way that they put their foot over your foot. This is they hurt you doing that. If you do that, you hurt him, which is not right.
طيب قال وروى أحمد والطبراني بسند لا بأس به عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
أحمد الطبراني narrated that Abu Umama said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said straighten your rows and put your shoulders close to each other and be gentle with each other and fill in the gaps for the Satan passes through what is between you like small sheep. This is when the Satan finds gaps in the rows. He passes between these gaps as if he's passing between small
sheep.
Sticking the shoulders together is something also which is not sometimes applicable. So when the companion said that, he meant that the shoulders have to be in parallel to each other. Because sometimes you find a very short person and a very tall person. How can they stick their shoulders together? So they would parallel or make the shoulders parallel to each other. So again, the hadith is, which is narrated by Abu Umama, straighten your rows and put your shoulders close to each other and be gentle with each other and fill in the gaps for the Satan passes through what is between you like small sheep. Sheikh says something also, another thing which is funny, that sometimes when you try to straighten the row, the person beside you becomes very much angry and he would kick you or just hit you with his elbow or whatever, and that used to happen sometimes also to some brothers. So, and here the Prophet ﷺ expected that, so he said, be gentle to each other. You have to be lenient to your brother. Be lenient to your brother and gentle to him. For that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may throw the tranquility and the mercy among you.
فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لينوا في أيدي إخوانكم يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم وسد الخلل. سد الخلل يعني الفراغات بين الفراغات التي تكون بين الأقدام.
And the gaps mean that do not let gaps be
mangled. لا تجعل المصلي والذي يصلي الثاني يكون ملاصقا للذي بجواره.
You gotta be very much close to the one beside you to the extent that there won't be any gap between you and him.
الشيطان يدخل فيما بينكم
بمنزلة الحزق. Through these gaps as the small
sheep. أولاد الضأن الصغار.
These small gaps as the small sheep.
صغار
الغنم. As what the small sheep would do.
صغار الضأن. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن الشيطان يدخل فيما بينكم بمنزلة الحجر. وهذا ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومرة كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه أنه رأى من وراء ظهره الشياطين تقف يعني بينهم يعني كالحجر مثل ضأن الصغر زي الغنم الصغيرة.
This is a very interesting thing here. Someone said that once he saw
تبحث عن أي فرجة
he saw the devils or the شياطين or the satans standing waiting for any gap in the road to come in and they looked like small sheep. These شياطين or these satans they looked like small sheep. And they were waiting behind the row, awaiting any kind of gap that would become available to go through.
يعني إيجاد أي فرجة في الصف. قال وروى أبو داود والنسائي والبيهقي. روى أبو داود والنسائي والبيهقي عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
said, "Complete the front row." Then the one after it. And if there is any incompletion, it should be in the last row. It should be in the last row. Look at this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, complete the front row, the first row. The first row should be the most complete. And then the ones after it. And then, and if there is any incompletion, it should be in the last row. Which means that you would never find gaps in the first, second, third row if you have four rows. The last row should be the one who has the incompletions if there are any.
لكن الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله ذكر أن هذا الحديث حديث حسن مرفوعا من كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له روايات ثابتة عن ابن عمر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني هو ثابت من كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس من كلام ابن عمر رضي الله عنه.
This hadith according to some
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من خطوة
we will just study now is narrated by Ibn Umar and some scholars said that it is one hadith mawquf and the hadith that the mawquf hadith is a hadith that is narrated by only one person but Sheikh Al-Albani says that it is an authentic hadith. Anyways, Ibn Umar narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever connects a row, Allah will join him. Whoever cuts off a row, Allah will cut him off.
ما هي هذه الخطوة التي أجرها مثل صيام سنة مقيمة؟
She was asking a question here. There is a step that equals the fasting, the fasting and tarawih of one full year. A step. Which was that step? Anybody remembers? It has been mentioned in one authentic hadith that there is a step which is equal to a full one year of fasting and tarawih.
وبكر وابتكر. من غسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل.
The hadith is whoever washes on the day of Friday. Whoever washes on the day of Friday. And
كلمتان بمعنى واحد والغرض هو التوكيد. والبعض قال غسل يعني تسبب في اغتسال زوجته يعني حصل.
Whoever washes on the day of Friday.
يعني يوم الجمعة تسبب في اغتساله. من غسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل يعني هو. بكر وابتكر.
Came very much early.
برضو بكر وابتكر هنا إيه بمعنى واحد.
To the masjid.
يعني.
Or went to the masjid very much early. Early.
مشى ولم يركع.
And he walked and he did not ride.
ومشى ولم يركع.
He did not have a ride. He walked.
ودنا واقترب.
And he came closer to the mosque.
طبعا بكر وصل إيه. مبكرا فدنا من الإمام أصبح الصف الأول
and he came closer to the imam
الجمعة. ودنا واقترب واستمع فأنصت
and he listened to the khutbah very much carefully and he never his mind has never been absent or his mind did not go anywhere else. So these are five things. He washed and he took off from the home very much early and he came to the mosque walking, not riding, and he came close, very much close to the imam in the first row, and he listened very much carefully to the khutbah. These are five things. Whoever does these five things, for every step that he takes towards the mosque, for every step that he takes towards the mosque, he would have a reward of a full year of fasting and tarawih. This is a hadith that has been said to be authentic by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, and has been said to be authentic by Imam Nawawi. And even Imam Nawawi says that I have never seen any advantage, more advantages work in Islam more than this. More advantages work than this. This is very advantageous work. So whoever does the hadith says that whoever does these five things, each step that he takes towards the mosque equals one full year of fasting and tarawih or qiyam prayer. Sheikh says, who of us does this? Sometimes if we came to the mosque praying Fajr prayer, and Friday we just take off again, we go back. The brother here is asking a very funny question. He says, what about the persons who ride, who have a ride, I mean, to come in a car or a bus or something like that? Wouldn't they have the same reward? Sheikh says that the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never come to an end, and they are very much huge. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the same reward. But the hadith here mentions five things, five conditions. Wash, take off very early, come to the mosque very early, walking and not riding, and then come very much close to the imam, because he came early, so very much close to the imam in the first row, and then sit and listen and never get your mind absent anywhere. In that case, you did these five. More advantages in our religion.
والحاكم وابن خزيمة.
More advantages.
عنه أي عن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Think of how many steps that you can take towards the mosque, and each step equals a year. So
من وصل صفا وصله الله ومن قطع صفا قطعه.
Because who did that before?
من وصل صفا وصله الله ومن قطع صفا قطعه الله.
So the hadith again here says that, which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, he said that he said that whoever connects a row, Allah will join him, and whoever cuts off a row, Allah will cut him off. And the warning here is very much steep and very much sharp, that do not carve a row, because this is a very ugly thing to be done. So the warning here is very tough.
أحمد البخاري ومسلم أصحاب السنة أربعة. هذا الحديث من ضمن رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه وغيره عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه
خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
فقال ألا تصفون كما تصف الملائكة
We ask, O Messenger of Allah, how do the angels make the rows in the presence of their Lord? He replied, they complete the first row and stand closely together, side by side, in the row. This is the way the angels seen in the room. So again, the hadith is Jabir ibn Samrah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet came to us and said, why don't you make the rows like the angels make their rows, like the angels make their rows in the presence of their Lord? We asked, O Messenger of Allah, how do the angels make their rows in the presence of their Lord? He said or replied, they complete the first row and stand closely together, side by side, in the row. This is narrated by the group. Except for Bukhari and Tirmidhi.
يعني خلق لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إيه؟ قال أطفت السماء وحق لها أن تأطف. وأطف يعني إيه؟ يعني ثقل زي السقف يعني إذا كان عليه حمل ثقيل جدا وأحدث صوتا بسبب إيه؟ ثقل الحمل الذي عليه إذا كان مثلا سقف ضعيفا.
The angels are creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never disobey him. The Prophet once said that how heavy the sky is, and it is right that the sky has to be heavy. And this is because of what the sky carries or the heaven carries.
وحق لها أن تأط ما فيها موضع شبر إلا وفيه جبهة ملك ساجد.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that how heavy the heaven or the sky, how heavy the sky is, and the sky has to be heavy because there isn't even a place of a hand in the sky unless there is a prostrating angel for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't even a place of a hand, a place of a hand in the sky unless there is an angel prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep this in mind. That all this is a hadith, this is an authentic hadith, that the angels pray everywhere in the sky to the extent that there isn't a place of a hand, your hand. There isn't a place of a hand in the sky unless there is an angel who is prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will come in the judgment day in rows, according to what has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come with the angels in rows. The angels will be in rows in the judgment day.
ويتراصون في الصف يقفون متساويين. قال الترغيب في الصف الأول وميامن الصفوف. قال تقدم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم الناس
ما الأول. The issue here is talking about encouraging being in the first row and on the right side. In the first row on the right side. There is an encouragement actually for concerning being in the first row on the right side. We have already mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said that if the people knew what great blessings were in the call to the prayer and in the first row, the people would have vie with one another to call to the adhan and to be in the first row. And if they found no way to decide who would be allowed to make the call to the prayer or to be in the first row except by drawing lots, they would have drawn lots.
But the
hadith here gives us an indication that there is a great competition, or there should be a great competition for being in the first row and or calling to the adhan. And to the extent the Prophet said that if the people competed together and they didn't find a way to decide who is supposed to be in the first row unless or until they draw lots, they would draw lots, because this is a great advantage. Being in the first row is a great advantage. It's something that every Muslim should compete for, being in the first row. And do not give your brother the advantage in this concern. If you are in the first row and you think that your brother is better than you, and you step forward in your place, this is wrong. Keep that place for yourself. This is advantages, and it's very blessed place in the first row. Do not give it to your brother.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أذن لله تعالى
And the advantage of the Adhan, the advantage of the Adhan is that the Prophet said that whoever calls for the Adhan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 12 years, the paradise is a must for him. And for, by each Adhan he gets 60 hasana, and for the Iqamah he gets 30 hasana. So if he keeps on calling for the Adhan for 12 years for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jannah would be a must for him. He would enter the paradise. And every time he calls for the Adhan, he gets 60 hasanas or 60 rewards. And each time he calls for the Iqamah, he gets 30 rewards. And the Prophet says that whoever hears or listens to his Adhan, even if that was humans or genies or trees or whatever, that hears that Muazzin would perform istighfar for him, or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him.
It has been also narrated by Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that the Prophet
noticed his companions going to the back rows, and he said, "Come close and follow me, and let those behind follow you. People will continue going to the back until Allah will put them in the back."
فقال لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقدموا فأتموا.
So سعيد الخدري reported or narrated that the Prophet noticed his companions going to the back rows, and he said, "Come close and follow me, and let those behind follow you. People will continue going to the back until Allah will put them in the back." So this is a warning. You should not be in the back row as much as you can.
حتى يؤخرهم الله عز وجل. رواه مسلم والنسائي.
It has been narrated by Muslim, Nasa'i, Abu Dawood, and Ibn Majah.
حتى يؤخرهم الله عز وجل يعني يتعمدون التهاون في يعني نيل الفضل الصف الأول.
So do not take it easy. The first row, is something very much advantageous and glorious. Join the first row as much as you can. Prepare for that. Be close to it so that as soon as the prayer starts, join it. As soon as the prayer starts, join it, but without hurting each other.
نعم خلاص ان شاء الله يعني لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها اذا جاء مجموعه جميعا
This brother is asking that if a full group came all together and joined the first line and we couldn't find any gap in the first line, she says, Allah would not order someone to do something they cannot do. If that happened, you're not supposed to fight for the first row. The hadith here is to encourage you to try, but not to encourage you to fight. Never fight. Try as much as you can to prepare for that. If you couldn't, that's a second problem.
روى أبو داود وابن ماجه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على الذين يصلون على ميامين.
Said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah and his angels send down blessings upon those who pray on the right side of the row.
يمين الصف أفضل من الشمال.
So the right side of each row is better than the left side. The right side of each row is better than its left side.
لكن يعني من كثير من العلماء يعني المحققين قالوا المقصود بهذا المسألة يعني فضل ميامن الصفوف.
Many scholars here
يعني
that issue
طبعا الحديث تحض على القرب من الإمام ليالي منكم أولي الأحلام والمرض وحديث فيها فضل يمين الصف كيف يجمع الإنسان بين قرب من الإمام ويمين الصف؟
There is a controversy here in the sense that some hadiths encourage us to get closer to the Imam as much as we can, and this hadith here encourages us to be in the right side of the row. So how can we gather between these two hadiths, or how can we be harmony together?
يمينهم أفضل من الذي على شمالهم ثم الذين هم بعد ذلك أيمنهم أفضل من أيسرهم ثم بعد ذلك يعني أفضل شيء هو الذين خلف الإمام مباشرة.
Let's
كل من قرب من جهة اليمين وأفضل ممن
مساويه في القرب ولكن في جهة الشمال.
لكن الذي يكون يعني من اليمين بعيدا لا يكون
and
أفضل
من
who comes
after that,
الذي يكون في الشمال الخصف ولكن
the second
قريبا
row in the right hand side. And then who comes after that,
يعني
those who are in the second row in the third hand side. And those who are in the third row, and then those who are in the third row in the right hand side. And then the left row, right hand side.
هو أفضل منه على اليمين هو الذي يساويه في القرب ولكنه على اليمين.
Each row, the the best place in each room is the right hand side of that row. But that does not mean that the left hand side of the second row is better than the left hand side of the first row. No. Always the first row is better, and the second row is better than the third row, and the third row is better than the fourth row. But each row, the right hand side of each row is better than the left hand side of that row
itself. يصلون الصفوف يعني يجعلون الصفوف متصلة.
Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings down.
قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على الصف الأول.
قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah and His angels send down blessings upon the first row. The people inquired, O Prophet, and upon the second row, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم again said, Allah and His angels send down blessings upon the first row. The people asked again, O Prophet, and upon the second row. Finally, he said, and upon the second row. So he said upon the first row twice, and then after they inquired for the third time, he said on the second row. Finally.
Okay,
now we come to a different issue, which is about repeating the Imam's words for others in the back rows. Like sometimes you find somewhere who repeats the Imam's words for the people who are praying in the back, so that if the Imam said, Sami Allahu liman hamidah, you find saying, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, like that happens sometimes. A person in the back of the rows reporting what the Imam says. Sheikh says that that is a bid'ah. What happens sometimes according to the need, it happened in the life of the Prophet when the Prophet was very much sick at the end of his life. He sat down and he prayed sitting, and he was praying, and Abu Bakr was standing, and the people were praying behind Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr was the one who was reporting. The Prophet was doing the actions, the movements of the prayer, but Abu Bakr was the one who was standing, and the people were following the movements of Abu Bakr because they were not seeing the Prophet in the back of the rows. So they were following Abu Bakr. So that happened according to me. The Prophet ﷺ was sick at that time, was ill, and he was almost dying. That was before he died. So he did that because he had to do that. So the point here that Sheikh is trying to make is that this is possible, but only according to a need. If the Imam is very much sick to the extent that he cannot raise his voice and the people cannot hear him, so in that case, there could be someone who can repeat the words of the Imam to the people, especially the people in the back of the rows or in the back rows, so that they can listen to him. But Sheikh says, but now things are different. Now there are amplifiers, there are microphones, there are things that can report your actions and movements and words, or the movements of the Imam to the back rows or everywhere. With here we end and we finish tonight. If there are any questions, Sheikh says that here is a question written in a paper, on a paper about the judgment day, and about waiting for the judgment. Is it 50,000 years? Is the day itself 50,000 years, or only waiting for the judgment is for 50,000 years? The answer here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this in Quran by saying that in a day which equals 50,000 years of what you count, which means that the judgment day equals 50,000 years. But these 50,000 years are for the kuffar, for the disbelievers, but for the mu'mins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make them feel the time, it will be even like a half day for them. It will be like a half day of the dunya days. For the Mu'minis, for the believers, that day will pass on them equal to a half day of the dunya days. But for the disbelievers or for the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it so much hard on them to the extent that they will feel it's like 50, and it will be on them really. It's not that they're going to feel, it will be really on them 50,000 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that they are going to spend their fayest in the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are going to spend their afternoon in the paradise, the mu'mins. The mu'mins will start the day, the judgment day, and then they will spend their fayest or their afternoon in the paradise. So the time of the fayest or the time of the afternoon, the mu'mins will spend it on the paradise, which means that they are going to spend the judgment day only a part of the day, or only a half day for them, or equal to a half day of the days of the dunya. But for the kuffar, it will be totally different. It will be like 50,000 years. And it's going to be like, when we say that it's going to be like, does not mean that it is like. No, it is really 50,000 years. It's not that they're going to feel it. No, it will be right 50,000 years for them. How this is going to happen? This is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يخفف عليه هذا اليوم. سؤال آخر عن
Another question about the advantage of the first row, is it for the women and men, or the men or women? Just as only for men, because for women, as we have learned before in a previous lesson or a previous lecture, that the Prophet said that the best rows for the men are the first row, and the best rows for the women are the first is the last row. The best row for the men is the first row, and the best row for the women is the last row. But Sheikh says that the scholars said that this is when the women and the men pray in the same place, in the same lobby. When the women and the men pray in the same lobby, so the last row of the women is the best row. But when they pray in a different building or in a different lobby, like in our mosque here, they pray downstairs in a different lobby, so in that case, there is no harm if they think of an advantage in the first row.
الله أعلم. كنا نسأل عن أبي بكر الثقفي رضي الله عنه.
The Prophet is asking about Abu Bakr al-Thaqafi. Sheikh says that he has attended many battles with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Battle of Taif, one of them, and he has been called Abu Bakr. And the Bakr is the wheel. Is the wheel. Bakr is like a wheel.
سيوضع فيه الحبل يعني ويبقى
في الطائف هو أبو بكر بكر is like a reel and he has been called Abu Bakr or Abu Bakr and Bakr means a reel and why he has been dubbed like that because in the day of Fath al-Taif or Battle of Taif he used a trick
زي حجرة من الحديد يحملها عدد كبير من الرجال ويركبون بها ويهدمون الأسوار. فالملك عشان استعمل دبابات في هدم الأسوار وأسوار الفصول في الطائف وكذا. وأبو بكر رضي الله عنه استعمل بكرة يعني.
He used a trick and his trick was a reel that was very much heavy and that reel was used as a trick of a war. A very huge reel that was used of a stone or whatever heavy metal to pull down the fortifications of a Taif. So this is why he was dubbed as Abu Bakr. We're closing with this question here. Very important question here about going through the rows in Jum'ah speech when the speech is being delivered and the person who came late, he goes through the rules until he joins a very close rule to the Imam. Just says that this is only during the speech. During the speech, if you came late, so sit in the place where you're supposed to sit and do not go through the rows until you join a row which is very much close to the Imam, because this is not right. You came late, so you should join a late row. You cannot join an early row and go through the people. But this is only during the speech is being delivered. This is only during the speech is being delivered, and there is a very tough warning in that. The Prophet said that whoever goes through the people when the Jumu'ah speech is being delivered, to join an early row, then there is no Jumu'ah prayer for him. And in another narration, that he is stepping over a bridge of Jahannam. So there is a great warning against those who go through the rows in the Jumu'ah prayer. You are supposed to sit in the row that matches the order in which you came, and do not go through the rows to join an early row and pass over the necks of the people to join an early row. This is totally wrong, but this is only in Jumu'ah speech. SubhanAllah, astaghfirullah.
يعني إعلان عن المعسكر وكذا فنستمع إليه السؤال. تفضل يا أخي.
فقد اليوم في صلاة الجمعة كنا في المعسكر.
نعم.
طب الأمام كان كان
نعم.
Here, the question is about a controversial issue. The controversial issue here is what about, like, if the person came late but he found a gap in the early rows, but he did not find a gap in the late rows. Some of the scholars said that in that case, and he found a lot of gaps in the first rows, and he did not find any gaps in the late rows, so there is no harm if you joined the early rows. And the bad deed here is on those who left gaps in the first rows, because they were not supposed to leave gaps in the first rows in the first place.
عن قوم يجلسون عند الأبواب ويتركون المسجد يعني في صلاة الجمعة أحيانا بعض الناس يجلسون جنب الباب ويجلس بعض الناس يجلسون جنب الباب
ويجلسون جنب الباب ويجلسون Ibn Hanbal, that some people used to stick themselves close to the doors and leave the lobby of the mosque. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said that whoever passes through them and passes over them next to join the early rows, there is no harm on them, because they left the lobby of the mosque and stick themselves to the doors because they want to go as soon as the prayer gets finished. One major rule that we want to mention, and keep it close to yourself and always remember, that the closer you get to the Imam and the closer the role that you are in to the Imam is, the more reward inshallah that you're going to get, and the more advantages, the more blessed your role is.
إذا كانوا نكس أخونا يسأل يعني إذا كان الجامع من الطابقين ونكس صف أول في الطابق الأول.
Brother is asking what about if there are two floors or two levels. Which one is considered the first row? Sheikh says the row in which is closer to the Imam, in a sense that the floor which the Imam is in, the floor which the Imam is at.